And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
What do you think, Penny?
I thought you said the father's name was going to be Augustine.
Yeah, it was. But then I decided Augustine was too hoity-toity, swishy-plummy, turned-up-nose, fancy-doily.
Why Arthur, then?
Oh, you know, after Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, I decided to name the Sleuth family Robinsons after famous mystery authors.
I don't like it.
Oh, well, which part?
All of the various parts of the one big part.
Oh.
I think it has potential, though. Have you thought about the part where...
Penny, I'm really sorry, but the Let's Get Together festival starts in an hour. Whit needs me to finish my display.
Oh, I understand. You don't really want my input.
No, I do. I honestly do, but the thing is that
You should get back to work, and I'll just go somewhere else until the festival starts. It's okay. I don't mind being rebuffed twice.
Thanks, Penny. I won't be long. Wait a minute. Rebuffed?
Twice, but who's counting?
Well, you are.
Three times.
And welcome to our special edition of Candid Conversations with Connie, where I, Connie Kendall, will be broadcasting live from the Let's Get Together Festival, wandering around, checking out all the games and activities. There are rides and booths and food and a petting zoo and, well, come downtown and see for yourself. And here's John Avery Whitaker, one of the hosts of the festival. He's set up all kinds of displays at Wit's End. Tell us what we can expect, Wit.
Well, Connie, we have our interactive portrait gallery where families from history can talk about their relationships and how they survived during hard times. Like Joseph from the Old Testament, for example. Hello, Joseph.
Good morning, Whit.
Joseph is here to talk about how families can prevent or resolve conflicts when they come up.
Really? What kinds of pointers can you give us, Joseph?
I strongly suggest that if you have dreams where your brothers bow down to you, it's better not to tell them about it.
Oh.
And if you get annoyed with one of your brothers, it's a good idea not to throw him in a well or sell him into slavery.
Good advice.
And if you just happen to become the greatest leader in the land and experience years of famine...
I think we have the idea. Thanks, Joseph.
My pleasure.
A whip?
I may need to make his advice a little less specific.
Buck?
Hi, Matthew.
Why are you hiding in the library?
Oh, I'm not hiding. I fell behind with some homework and wanted to catch up.
During the festival?
Yeah, well, Miss Katrina insisted. This is part of my punishment for not telling her what I was doing with Vance's gang.
So that's why you were hanging out with Dion. To get back at Vance, right?
I wasn't getting back at him. I was keeping a promise. I told Vance that I would do everything I could to stop him. And I did.
That probably explains why Dion was looking for you.
He was?
Yeah. He can't be happy about what happened.
Huh. I'll talk to him.
So what are you gonna do now? Is this where you slip away into the night and go back to your old adventures?
Nope. I'm gonna stay here in Odyssey and learn how to be a part of a family. It'll be a whole new adventure.
With Wooten Bassett and Penny Wise.
Hi.
Hi.
Wooten, you have a special display for your new Sleuth Family Robinson comic book series, which was launched at Comic Connellsville not too long ago.
You're correct, Connie, and I hope it won't be too long before the first comic book is released.
Mm-hmm. Connie, do you think Arthur is a good name for the father in Sleuth Family Robinson?
Huh? Oh, I don't know.
We should ask your listeners. Input into creative ideas is a good thing, don't you think?
Well, but input is a good thing at the right time and in the right place.
That would be true if there was ever a right time or a right place, but there never seems to be one when it comes to my input.
That happened once.
Twice.
Wait a minute, guys.
Wooten, how can I be your wife if you're going to push me out of your creative like,
whoa.
But I'm not pushing you out, Penny. I want your thoughts on my work, you know, after I figured it out and finished the pencil sketches.
By then, it's too late.
No, it isn't. That's why I do them in pencil, so I can make changes. You're an artist. You know, though, your style of art is different from mine.
Meaning what? I always ask for your input when I'm working on my projects, even though we do have different styles.
Maybe I should take a break here.
That's okay. We're done. Excuse me.
No, Penny.
So, Wooten, maybe you two should go to Witt's Interactive Gallery and talk to Joseph about family conflict resolution.
I did that already. All he wanted to do was interpret my dreams.
Ah, well, thanks for volunteering to help with security, Harlow.
Oh, my pleasure, Whit. Like I always say, if helping the citizenry of Odyssey feel secure makes today a better tomorrow for the citizens of Odyssey yesterday, then, you know. So, what's my brief, huh?
Well, Detective Bolhaus warned me to keep an eye out for the Vigilantors.
Ooh.
They may try to stage a protest.
Right! Watch for anybody acting suspiciously. Like that strange-looking fellow over there.
Oh, no, that's Wooten.
And that young woman standing with him.
That's Penny.
They are huddled in a rather close and conspiratorial-type conversation.
Well, Penny is trying to decide whether or not to marry Wooten.
Oh, really? This seems like a rather unusual place for that kind of conversation.
Well, it is a family celebration.
Which is why they should leave marriage out of it.
Well, there'd be no families without marriage, Harlow.
What says who?
God.
Oh, nice trump card. Well, maybe somebody should tell those two not to look so suspicious while they talk about marriage. Gives the whole institution a bad name.
Okay. Well, I'll mention it.
Thank you.
Jason Whitaker from J&J Antiques has set up a booth of antiques used by families living in the Odyssey area for over the past 150 years. And let's see. Oh, Dr. Graham is doing a family health booth, checking blood pressure and discussing good diet. I better stay away from that one. And here's something unusual. It's a booth helping families with communication. Is that right, Matthew?
Well, I think so. No one really told me what I'm supposed to do here.
Oh.
See, this was Olivia's idea, but she told me to wait while she went on the salt and pepper shaker with some of her friends. I don't know where Camilla is.
Well, what about your parents?
Mom is helping at the health booth with Dr. Graham, and Dad is home trying to fix Camilla's bike. She left it in the driveway and he ran over it.
So, I guess the lesson here is that even the healthiest families still have to work on the basics of communication.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Hey, would you mind watching this booth so I can go look at Eugene's display?
Well,
thanks!
Okay. So come and see me at the Parker family booth, where you won't meet any Parkers.
Hey, Dion.
Buck, been looking for you.
I heard. What are you doing?
Well, I'm setting up a booth. The knock the bottle over scam, you know, like you told us about.
You found lead bottom bottles?
No, but just as good. I put marbles in the bottom of the bottles, so you can't knock them over.
The bottles are supposed to be a solid color.
Well, I couldn't find any of those. I figured regular milk bottles would work.
They're glass, Dion.
Yeah?
You can see through them. The marbles weighing down the bottom?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Maybe you should give this one up.
Yeah, maybe. So, Buck, I'm trying to figure out what happened to Vance.
Oh?
Yeah, he got arrested at the duck pond.
Uh-huh. I guess Detective Polehouse was more clever than Vance thought.
But what I don't get is the phone call I got.
What phone call?
The one that left a message with my parents, telling me not to go to the duck pond. They thought it was Vance, but I got the nagging feeling that it was you.
Why would I do that?
You tell me. What happened out there?
You want the truth? Here it is. The whole thing was a setup to get proof that Vance was the brains behind everything you guys have done, including beating me up. We weren't interested in arresting you. We wanted Vance. That's it.
Huh. I don't believe it. I mean, as if anyone could ever get the upper hand with Vance.
Yeah, as if.
Meanwhile, I don't have any orders to make your life miserable. You know, for now.
You know, I've heard the gravity defier ride is really good.
I haven't tried that.
Why don't you give up on the scam and have some fun for today?
Huh. Sure. Why not? Let's go.
Eugene, some of the spy stuff is really cool.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, Matthew, the main display is about family communication and how we've all been impacted by...
Is that really a bionic listening device?
Yes. Law enforcement officials use it to...
Eavesdrop. I know. How does it work?
Well, you point it in the direction of whoever you want to hear, and then...
Putin and Penny are right there. Can I try it with them?
Well, I don't know that we should...
So you want to know what I think about your work?
Yeah.
But you may not use my suggestion.
We should turn that off.
Oh, man, that was getting good.
Perhaps we should have a little talk about family privacy?
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Whit. I'll have a raspberry ripple ice cream, please. Heavy on the ripple.
Okay. Is everything all right?
Not really. Ever since Wooten asked me to marry him, we've been on a roller coaster. And I don't mean the dinky kids one outside. I mean the full-fledged, 360-degree, hurl-in-your-own-face kind of ride.
Ah, I understand.
Do you?
Lots of couples go through this before getting married and after. You can't put two people together in a life-changing commitment and not expect some conflict. Here's your raspberry ripple with a little extra ripple.
Ooh, thanks.
So, has Wooten passed the test?
What test?
The one where you really decide if he's the one you want to spend the rest of your life with.
You think I'm testing him?
Aren't all of these squabbles testing one thing? To see if he'll stay with you no matter what you throw at him.
Is that what I'm doing? But if it is, I'm not doing it on purpose.
I didn't mean to say you were. But Penny, I've known a lot of people who found it hard to trust others because they've been hurt deeply. So they test those who claim to love them to see if they really do.
Oh.
I have a feeling that if Wooten got fed up and walked away from you now, you'd think, I knew it all along, he didn't really love me.
Wow. How do you know so much about it?
No, I have a daughter who does this with her relationships.
So what am I supposed to do?
Well, you could stop testing Wooten's love and then deal with each conflict at a time.
Okay. Thanks, Whit. You just saved me a visit to the Parker family booth.
Okay, Connie Kendall's still roaming the Let's Get Together Festival. And with me is Harlow Doyle.
Private Eye, now serving as security at Wits End.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
Ooh, very uneventful. Not a single canister of tear gas needed.
Oh, good thing.
And my Kevlar is untouched and making me sweaty.
Ew.
But I got to chase off a couple of kids attempting the classic carnival scams.
Like what?
You know, the ring toss game where the rings are just a little too small to go over the tops of the poles.
Oh, it's a good thing you caught them, Harlow.
Even better if I'd caught them before I wasted $5 on that game. The scoundrels. But there was a man in the parking lot who said I won $1 million from someplace in Nigeria.
Huh?
All I had to do was given my social security number.
What?
I'm sure that one was legit.
Oh, Harlow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Penny, I've been looking for you.
And I was looking for you. Hey, did you see that Katrina got Eugene to ride the Tilton Whirl?
Oh, he sounds like he's having a great time.
We met at a carnival like this, didn't we?
Yeah, did we meet at a carnival, or did we meet for the first time at the cafe at Campbell College?
I don't remember. I should, though it was a confusing time.
Yeah, that's true. I don't suppose there are a lot of people who could say they first met during a conspiracy to spread millions of dollars in counterfeit money around the country.
A small percentage of the population, I'm sure.
Hey, Penny, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst, how upset are you about the Sleuth Family Robinson display?
I'd give it a 5, rapidly dropping to a 0.
Oh, well, it upsets me to think that I upset you.
And it upsets me to think that you feel upset because I was upset. Mm. Uten, can we go somewhere to talk?
Sure we can. And I know just the place.
Okay. I can see Hal's Diner from here.
You know, Penny, I think the person who invented the Ferris wheel is high in the ranks of the great inventors, along with whoever created potato chips, the slinky, and inflatable concrete.
This was a good idea.
Yeah. Penny, I'm sorry. I wasn't being very thoughtful about how you were feeling.
And I wasn't being sensitive to your creative effort.
I want your input, Penny. I really do. But I just have to get my ideas out of my head and onto the page first. See, if anybody tries to make suggestions while I'm doing that, then I get confused.
I understand. But, Wooten, I need to apologize to you.
Well, for what?
I've put you through a lot since you asked me to marry you. I know it's been hard, and I appreciate your patience and for not giving up.
Well, I told you, Penny.
Yes, you did. And I believe you now.
So, we're okay then?
Uh-huh. Until our next conflict.
Yep. And I know what that'll be.
What?
Choosing between the free fall or the Serpentine Railroad ride.
Uh-huh. That's a tough choice.
Tell me about it.
But wait, I see what I want to do next.
Oh, what's that?
The dunking booth.
Donuts and coffee?
No. That one over there.
You want to go to that place where a person sits on a chair over a large tank of cold water while another person throws balls at a target until the one on the chair falls in and gets really wet?
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Why do you want to go there?
You'll see.
No, thanks, really. There's a chill in the air.
Pennywise and Wooten Bassett.
Hi, Connie.
Help me, Connie.
Is everything worked out? Are you enjoying your day?
Yes, very much. Though I think I'd enjoy it more if I could get Wooten to the dunking booth.
I think Mr. Whitaker's calling me.
Oh, come on, Wooten. Why won't you do the dunking booth?
He says he doesn't want to get his hair wet.
But he's wearing that moose mail cap.
It's not waterproof. The moose might shrink.
But you wear it as mailman. Rain, sleet, snow. You know the motto.
No, I've never heard it before.
Oh, come on. How likely is it that I'll hit that size target from that distance? I don't think anybody could. Now, Wooten, don't be such a baby and get on the chair.
But.
I'll answer your question.
What? You will?
You mean no more messing around? You'll give him a final yes or no about marrying him?
Yep.
Dunkin' Booth, here I come! Out of my way. Excuse me.
Well,
pardon me.
This we've got to hear.
You'll get an exclusive, all right.
But, Penny, didn't you tell me you were the award-winning pitcher for your high school softball team?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Of course not. Connie Kendall here at the dunking booth. where Wooten Bassett has taken his place on the dunking bench.
Woohoo! I'm gonna get an answer!
Penny Wise is going to make public her decision about whether she's going to marry Wooten or not.
I get 3 throws. I'll answer on the 3rd throw.
Oh, the water is cold!
Then keep your feet out of it, Wooten! Ready?
Okay!
And Penny winds up, and she throws.
Ah.
And that one went right into the petting zoo.
I'm a little rusty.
I don't mind!
And now, Penny goes for her 2nd throw. She winds up and pitches.
Ah. Oh. Well, that was just bad.
I still don't mind!
And now the 3rd pitch. With Penny fulfilling her promise to answer Wooten's question, Wooten, ask her again!
Okay, Penny, will you marry me?
Well,
there's the wind-up.
The answer is... yes! She said yes!
Woo-hoo!
But Wooten has to get my family's blessing first!
What?
Since you were a big part of making the Let's Get Together Festival happen, maybe you should tell listeners why you work so hard to celebrate families.
Because we don't do it enough. And maybe if we did, then families wouldn't fall apart so often.
And the displays at Wit's End have a common message.
We want to show that marriage wasn't an afterthought for God, but that He has a specific plan for us to follow.
And what do you say to the people who claim you're excluding them because they don't agree with you about God's design?
Well, I'd say I'm sorry they feel excluded, but I can't deny God's truth to spare their feelings.
But isn't God's mercy and grace for everyone? Doesn't God want to meet us where we are?
God's mercy and grace are available to all, but on His terms, not ours. And remember, He doesn't meet us where we are so we can stay there. He wants to pull us out, transform us, unite us to Him. Those are His terms. Jesus didn't suffer the agonies of the cross so we can do whatever we please.
So when all is said and done, what would you like people to take away from this?
God loves us and wants the very best for us.
And there you have it, the final word on our time together. Thanks for listening. This is Candid Conversations with me, Connie Kendall, saying goodbye for now.
You know, misunderstandings, disagreements, and hurt feelings often happen, even with those we love. And like we saw with Penny and Wooten, we don't always know how to handle conflict. The Bible is filled with good advice and examples about dealing with conflict. For example, in Matthew 7:5, Jesus tells us to make sure to take the log out of our own eye before we try to take the splinter out of someone else's eye. In other words, make sure we own up to our own faults before we try to point out the faults of someone else. Then, it's a good idea to find the right time and place and way to talk about your conflicts. Take a look at the story of the prophet Nathan and how he approaches King David in 2 Samuel 12. And finally, remember the story Jesus told in Matthew 18 of the unmerciful servant? Forgiving others in the same way God has forgiven us is right at the center of everything we believe as Christians and is the ultimate way to resolve conflict. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Let's Get Together was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Will Ryan, Andre Stoika, Robbie Bruce, Alex Polinski, and Gunnar Sizemore. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.